Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy, man. Welcome to the Amazing Race 30 recap for episode 4 and 5 right here on Everything About Red TV. So here we are. We're almost halfway there for the season already, and we're only, what, the end of January? Usually it goes, what, about 2.5 months, usually-ish, at the most. It usually goes around that amount of time, but I think they're doubling up quite a lot this season, so this way it is going to be quickly done. I don't know why they're doing that, but I would rather have it stretched out a bit more than it has, but it will be finished right before Survivor and Big Brother Canada begin their respective seasons. Season 36 for Survivor and Season 6 for Big Brother Canada, and I will have more details on when the recaps start for that very, very soon. I will have a schedule posted out probably by towards the middle of... Actually, I think it's already on crispyontheweb.com, but again, the site's down still, so can't tell what the schedule is. But the site will be up soon. Let's get right into this. So Henry and Evan were looking, or they, you know, their trip. You know, they looked at their trip to Zurich, Switzerland, which they won in the last leg of the race. So they get to go on their trip out to Zurich after the race is done. So they were kind of looking at the itinerary and what their trip is going to be. So now teams must go south of France at the French Riviera, Saint-Tropez, France. And then once there, they will have to find this base boutique to get their next clue. So Evan said teams think like they're... Evan thinks that teams think that they are a brainy team, but Henry are like a brainy team at this point of the race. Teams also think Alex and Connor are racing car drivers, but they gotta still follow the rules of the road, which is totally true. You still have to follow the rules regardless of what the speed limits are. You still gotta follow it regardless, so you gotta make sure you're always following that rules on the road, especially. You always have to make sure to follow them, so I'm sure that's what they want to do, is follow the law. And then also, Eric and Daniel said before they left, I think one of them actually had a baby boy before, and then obviously the next day they had to go on the trip. They were going on the Amazing Race, so they didn't have much time to spend with the baby, so they had to go on the Amazing Race the next day anyways. So they also called the car as it was they stalled the car as it was a manual car. Obviously, that is very easy to do if you are driving a manual car, because if you do drive one, you can easily stall it if you do not put it in the right gear. So pretty much you have to have it in the right gear or your car will be stalling out pretty easily. And that's what they did, exactly what they did. They stalled out the car, so they had to kind of push it backwards. So it was actually facing, it was like a thing that, you know how on the highways they have like, I don't know what they call it, the metal, they're like metal, and then, but they were facing that way. So I think one of them had to push the car out so they can obviously get the car out, and then they can pretty much continue on their way. So Chrissy and Jen actually got to the roadblock. They got their next clue, which was a roadblock. Obviously, we know roadblocks is taxed to one person only of the team. They must make a they must okay, this is kind of complicated. I was thinking about this when I was watching the show last night. I know I'm a late, very much late yesterday with the podcast, but you know, I was kind of thinking about this, and I was thinking, how am I going to explain this? This is not going to be easy to explain on how to explain this to you guys as easily as possible, as I know sometimes I get my words mixed up. So what they have to really do is they have to get in this little petite boat. I think they call it a dinghy. I don't know. I always thought dinghies were actually those little round things that you see on the big ships, like cruise ships and ferry boats, for example. When I go on my ferry boat expedition with my dad up north, you see those. I thought those were dinghies. So I would actually have to Google it exactly to what the actual definition of dinghy is. And actually, I can do that. Like I don't know. Like it's a. I thought the dinghy was like a boat or something. Not boat, like it was like a thing where you it's like a life preserve, you know, where you throw the round circle thing in the water and then they grab on. No, actually, dinghy is a small boat. I just looked it up here in the studio computer. And definitely it is, dinghy is a boat, it's a small boat, so they have to pretty much get in a small boat, and they have to navigate to get half clue, then from there they have to go and get the other half clue, and then come back, and they will get the next clue. So, sounds easy, but no, I don't think it is. It doesn't sound easy. It sounds very, very complicated, because it is very complicated, because you have to go against the wind. Like the wind is going, let's say, to the left. Then you have to go with the wind. That way, it would carry you further. You have to go with the wind and make sure you are following the wind. That way, it'll carry you to where you're supposed to go in order to get to that one red buoy where the first half clue is actually sitting. So, okay, Christy was gonna do it. Christy fell over. As soon as she got in, she fell over. And then Connor said, this is like the Titanic. Obviously, kind of saying this is kind of like the Titanic because you're always falling over, or the boat's kind of tipping over, or there's water in there. Well, not necessarily, because technically when the Titanic was actually a big ship, so it is it wasn't like the Titanic, because these little dinghy boats are very small, and it's easy to get water in it. So get water in it, then you are pretty much screwed, because honestly, you have to, if you think about it, you have to, try to balance yourself in there, make sure there's no water getting in there. You got to make sure you are good to being able to balance yourself, not getting the water in there, and you're able to, able to maneuver the boat properly. Like, you also have a sail that you do it, you kind of move it by hand, so you're kind of moving it by hand as you are going on. So Jessica Cody arrived. Alex was paddling the boat. Christy got her first half of her clue, and then Sean and Cedric, no clue where they were going. So Sean and Cedric were lost. They were pretty much lost at the time, the moment. Brittany and Lucas arguing over the direction, so I think they were a bit on the lost side as well. I'm not sure where the heck they were. It was kind of hard just to keep up where everybody was. Jess was laughing at Cody the way he was sailing. Alex going the other way, so Alex was going the wrong way to where he had to go get the other half of the clue. So detour, it is bread or what's it? Yeah, bread or it was tread. Okay, so in bread you must make 30 traditional baguettes. Obviously we know baguettes are huge in the country of France. So they have to make 30 baguettes and they would get the next clue. Pretty simple, pretty basic, but I guess it also you gotta make sure it is the proper way that they make the baguettes. You gotta have it similar exactly to what they show you and how to do it. Or it was tread, you must make a central of the cantra, it pretty much you have to make a sandal. You have to make a sandal, and it has to be perfect. You have to make sure everything is flat, everything is all like minor details, like you know, it's just detail oriented. You have to make sure you have lots of detail, attention to detail. Pretty well, it's attention to detail. You gotta make sure everything is perfect in order to get your next clue. So, I think not very many teams wanted to do, I think there was a mix, people that, or teams that did both. Some did the sandal making, some did the bread making. So, you know, one way or the other, they were making something. They were actually making one or the other, pretty much. And then Corey blowing back to shore. Alex was coming back to the shore without the other half of the clue. He thought you only had to get one half of the clue, but technically you had to get both sides of the clue, both parts of the clue, in order to know where you're going next. So obviously they called this hashtag read your clue for this week, which is, I like the hashtags when they do the hashtag do, for example, read your clue is a good hashtag for the week. And then Joey is going to do it. Eric and Daniel again, they stalled their car once again. So Eric and Daniel still having trouble to drive that manual car. And it is tough because I know, my dad tried to drive my brother's standard car one time. So it's not easy, trust me. It's not easy, but you can stall your car out. But unless you're a pro at driving a standard or a manual car, then you would know that it would be, you know, if you know how to drive a manual, which is good, you know, it is good. But if you don't, then you're in a bit of trouble. Trust me. So Lucas and Brittany at the station, go at the gas station to get directions. Obviously, they were lost. And then Cedric and Sean were going the wrong way. Lucas and Brittany having learning on each leg of the race how to improve themselves throughout the whole leg. Or throughout the whole race, they're trying to improve themselves. They're trying to, you know, communicate, you know, they're trying to figure out through their struggles during the race as well. So Trevor was struggling, and then Joey taking on water, even practically went sideways with his boat. Eventually, Evan was practically going the wrong way. She was going sideways with her boat. I believe she was stuck at the dock, a dock. And then every time she, you know, turned her sail one way, would go the other way. So she was having problems with the steering. You know, you have to figure out how to steer the boat. I believe there was a rudder. I think there was one. I think that's the one thing you have to use, the rudder and the sail at the same time. I think that's how you do it. So, Stackham High, Cedric and Sean, speed bump. As you know, they came in last place, last leg of the race. So they have to do complete a speed bump before they continue on with this race. So pretty much they have to stack 15 boats in numerical order, 1 through 15 or whatever. And then from left to right, Once they do that, they can keep on racing. So they went very quickly. They know time is money. This is a race for $1 million. So, you know, you gotta actually work very, very, very quickly in order to get it completed. They can keep on racing and hopefully catch up in this race as well. So, Trevor rowing the boat, not sailing. I was thinking, is there going to be a penalty through it? That was my first thought. Was there going to be a penalty through this? But no, apparently not. There was no penalty called whatsoever at that leg of the race. So I figured, you know, I think they're okay. They will be okay. They will not be in trouble. But I guess it wasn't, there was no rule against that you have to sail the boat, not, you know, paddle the boat. So, you know, I was kind of wondering about that, if they're going to be in trouble for rowing the boat. There was a bunch of teams that were rowing the boat. I'm thinking, uh-oh, there's going to be penalties galore happening this leg of the race. But there wasn't. There is no problem against paddling. I guess the Amazing Race production does allow it. I guess they would say they will allow you to row the boat. So, or paddle the boat. Hopefully get this task done. So, you know, I guess it was, there was no rule against it. There was zero rules against paddling the boat. So, it doesn't really matter. And then, Evan was struggling, trying to, sail the boat. And obviously, when she was doing that, she took the sail, the metal part of the sail, at the bottom where it kind of turned the sail, she kind of hit herself in the face. She chipped her tooth, and pretty much she lost a tooth, and she pretty well just spat it out in the ocean and just kept on racing. Like, whatever, I'm gonna go with a half a missing tooth, so not a problem. So Jen and Christy were doing the sandal making detour. Also Alex and Connor, Jessica and Cody were learning how to make baguettes. Cedric and Sean were done, finally. Sean was doing the rope lock. Evan figured out how to steer the boat, finally. Sean sunk his boat, like the Titanic. He pretty well took in a lot of water. Sean took in a lot of water during this, rope lock. And, obviously, Sean is a big guy. I say it. Sean is a, not like fat, you know what I mean, like a tall guy, like you, and he's big boned, I guess you would say. He's a big boned guy, and you know, you have to really think, you know, this is not really, well, I guess anyone can do it, but I mean, I guess you have to figure out how to properly sit in the boat, especially. But Sean being a tall guy, and you know, he sunk the boat. I think it was a couple of times he did it. So Evan got the first half of her clue. Alex and Connor arguing over the baguette. That not being right. Jen and Christy wasn't flat enough. Evan got the last half of her clue. So she was moving on to the next part. She was coming back to get her clue to move on to the next part of the leg of the race. Daniel was stuck in the corner of somewhere in the lake or the ocean. He was somewhere stuck there. Sean tipped his boat. Also, Sean was going straight forward. Christy and Jen done. Teens will have to go. And so teens will now play a high stakes game of patique. It is kind of, it's pretty much what it is. It's where you kind of throw the ball and you kind of throw the ball and it towards a, I guess, what is it, like a red cube or something, red cube or something like that. And from there, I guess whoever's closest after the one round will check into the leg, and then the loser will have to compete again, until they can get it done. I guess the last team that does not complete it, then they will be eliminated from the race. And we've seen this in the last leg, a couple legs ago, that they did this a few legs ago, where they eliminated a team from the amazing race they did not successfully beat another team in a head-to-head. We saw that with the Dolly and I forget what it was that was in it. So first up we have where was I here? Okay, Daniel Stack was okay. So where what? Okay, I'm lost here. So pretty much I think it was Alex and Connor were done. Jess and Cody done. Trevor and Chris making sandals. Daniel got his half the clue. Sean got the other half of the clue. Christy and Jen arrived at the pit stop, the head-to-head challenge, as I said. Connor arrived. Jessica and Cody arrived right behind them. So Jessica and Cody had to wait until the first one was done. So Connor came up short. And then Alex and Connor were in the lead. And then it was Jen was close to the jack, and then Connor close in the lead. Christy's ball went too far, and then Alex and Connor win. So team number one was Alex and Connor. They won $5,000 each. Joey and Tim were done. And then Henry and Evan were done. Cody and Jess versus Christy and Jen. Jessica with an inch away from the Jack, and then Jen was not close. Jessica and Cody won. Team number two is Jessica and Cody. So we almost saw Jessica and Cody win another leg of the race, but they didn't. So Christy and Jen versus Trevor and Chris. Christy and Jen win. Team number three was Christy and Jen. It went really rapidly fast. So it went very, very fast during the head-to-head. So yeah, team number three, Christy and Jen, Trevor and Chris versus Tim and Joey. Trevor misses. And then team number four was Joey and Tim. So Joey and Tim obviously won that head-to-head challenge. Henry and Evan were done. And then it was Trevor and Chris versus Lucas and Brittany. Trevor and Chris won. So Trevor and Chris are team number five. And then Henry and Evan were worried that they would repeat what happened in Belgium. Like I said, that happened in Belgium. And now they don't want history to repeat itself on this race. Definitely don't want to do it again for the second time on the Amazing Race 30. Definitely not. So Henry and Evan won. Team number six was Henry and Evan. Lucas hit the red jack. Lucas and Brittany lost. Team number seven was Eric and Daniel. Cedric and Sean versus Lucas and Brittany. Sean threw it so hard, and then it went too far. Cedric and Sean were in the lead, and then it went too far. Lucas and Brittany won. Team number eight was Lucas and Brittany. And then team number eight, and eliminated from the amazing race, was Sean and Cedric and Sean were eliminated from the amazing race on leg number four. So let's get right into the part two of the episode, the double episode of the Amazing Race 30. We're going right into it. So now I'm down to three teams. Yeah, three teams I'm down to. In the way of picks, as Cedric and Sean have been eliminated. Now I'm down to Jessica, Cody, Christy and Jen, and Lucas and Brittany. But I'm still optimistic that I'm going to have a pick to win. One of my picks will win. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to have a good pick to win, and I'll be happy if that does happen. So let's get right into part two of the second half of the double episode. Teams must go to Les Baux. They will find their clue there, and they will recognize it from season one of the Amazing Race. So I believe this is a repeat of season one They had this location used in season one, if I'm corrected. I would have to go back and watch the whole entire season to find out. So Cody cannot figure out, couldn't pronounce Les Baux. It's easy. I'm French. For crying out loud, I'm part French. Well, I'm not French from France. I mean, Canadian French. But it's sort of similar. It is sort of a similar thing as well. All the words are a little bit similar, but they are a little different from what the Canadian French. But I do understand what they. I know how to pronounce it. I still haven't lost most. I lost a lot of my French, but I still pronounce words very well in French. Cody can pronounce it. Chrissy and Jen talking on how to improve in the race and how they have so far improved a lot. Also, Evan got her tooth fixed. I guess they probably pulled up the other half and they put in a false one. I don't know. Don't know the whole story on what they actually did to Evan's tooth. If they actually took it out of the ocean and then they kind of put it back in. I don't know. They probably pulled it out and they gave her a false tooth. That's what I'm probably guessing at this point. Is that's what actually happened. Was she got a false tooth put in that would replace the one that she chipped. She broke in half during that one challenge that they were doing. So Lucas has to improve on his frustration. Castle City, where they have to go to get the next clue. They have to wait until 8:30 a.m. That is France time. I don't know if that's like GMT or something. I forget what. I don't know what the time difference is, like 5 or 6 hours difference from us here in Ontario, I believe. But it's 8:30 in the morning. They have to wait until they can get in. So Roblox, who wants to do a medieval on this Roblox, teams must pretty much they have to go and kind of recreate the medieval weapon that they used, which is actually a catapult like kind of weapon they had back then. Once they do that, they will get their next clue. And also their partner will be stuck in a stockade until they are done the task. So it could be a while. They can be in that stockade for quite some time. So Connor, Cody, and Christy are going to do it. Lucas said you have to put in the pins properly. Christy used attention to detail. Trevor said Chris is not good at assembling things together. Lucas winning, working fast, but wasn't right. Lucas had the rail on the wrong way. So teams must go to the Cafe Le De Fountain and look for the guy drinking a glass of red wine. Eric and Daniel were done. Henry and Evan were done. Detour full of bowls, or they will do colorful. Full of bowls, they will look for replica bowls with red, white, and blue. Obviously, that is the France colors. As we know, that is the France colors. Red, white, and blue. And they have to find all three flags. And then once they do that, get the next clue. Colorful, they must move and maneuver pieces on a painting to unlock the actual box that the picture's on, where they will have their next clue. So that'll be quite the challenge. That will be quite the challenge to figure out. So Lucas and Brittany was doing full bowl. Chrissy and Jen, full bowl. Tim and Chris were done. And then Tim and Joey were wrong and struggling. They finally figured it out and were right. Alex and Connor were almost done. Cody and Jessica, full bowl. Chrissy and Jen were there at the arena first. Teams went fast. Everything went very fast with full bowl. Fold Bowl was a very fast challenge. It was a very fast challenge to get completed. And it went pretty quick. It went very, very quickly. So, okay. Chrissy went up and Jen went down. That was their strategy. So, pretty much, Chrissy went up the arena stairs where everyone would actually watch the bullfighting. And then, meanwhile, Jen would go downwards to find some clues. So, they kind of split up, which is a smart strategy to it. Honestly, it is a very smart strategy to actually, you know, split up. That's a very smart strategy. But don't forget, you have to know and keep an eye out where your partner is, because you don't have walkie-talkies. There's no communication. You have to, keep an eye where your partner is too, because it'll be hard if you're a little ways away. It'd be hard to know where they are unless you actually look for them or keep an eye on where they are, and that would be easier. So Alex and Connor thought they were fighting a bull, but they weren't. Jess said Cody is lucky she can't drive. She can, he can tune her out. And then Henry, and he's like, what? It was just kind of joking around. Now, this is the side of Jessica and Cody I've not seen. Like, I have a different perspective on Jessica and Cody this season, on The Amazing Race, compared to Big Brother US, the Big Brother 19. Like, they were completely different people on Big Brother, but they're completely different on The Amazing Race. Like, they got a good attitude. They look like they're having fun. They're enjoying it. I think they really, you know, they kind of they grew on me. They have grew on me this season of The Amazing Race, and I really like I really enjoy watching them, compete on The Amazing Race. And I hope they win. I hope. So Henry and Evan, were doing okay. Where was I again? I'm lost now. Where was I? Going back to Henry and Evan, they chose Full Bowl. I think everybody did Full Bowl. I think there was only one team that only did the painting detour. I think that was only one team, and we're going to be talking about that shortly here on the podcast. And I know that only one did it. I think I only counted one person. There was only one person that actually did do the full bowl. So I guess not full bowl, the painting detour. So Evan chose full bowl. Chris and Jen had all three, and then they have to go to Hotel Ben Givado, which is the pit stop of the leg of the race. Last team to check in may be eliminated. And obviously, if you guys have watched the episode, there was elimination this week. There was actual elimination this week on The Amazing Race. So Tim and Joey discussing they could do full bowl, but there's a lot of, there is a lot of running involved. Christy and Jen Henry and Evan were kind of talking to IndyCar where it was. They finally found it. Alex and Connor, Henry and Evan got red. And then Cody and Jessica, white and red. Henry and Evan, white. Teens found the white. There was a lot of whites that were shown. White flags that were actually shown. Henry and Evan got blue, and they were done. Alex and Connor were white. Got their white one. Henry and Evan were done. Alex and Connor got blue. Justin Kega got blue. Lucas and Brittany turned around. Pretty much, they had to find the actual... They were going the wrong way, so they decided, you know what, we're going to turn around, and we're going to go the other way. And they finally found it. So, team number one was Lucas and Brittany, trip to Bali. They get a massage, private massage. They have a private resort. They have a whole pile of different things that they can do while in Bali. Lucas also had his one hand in the pocket. So He had his one hand in the pocket. Honestly, like, uh-oh, that's the moment. The moment's coming where Lucas is going to probably propose to Brittany. Team number two, Christy and Jen. And then Lucas proposed to Brittany, and she obviously said yes. Team number three, Eric and Daniel. Brittany said she is on cloud nine. Team number four, Henry and Evan. Henry and Evan were happy for Brittany and Lucas. Obviously, this being a very momentous occasion on the Amazing Race. Team number six, Cody and Jessica. And then Joey and Tim got no clue how to figure it out. They actually had no idea what they were missing. Obviously, there's a top part of the pin that they had to actually move in order to open it. So it was like there's a latch that they have to pull up or whatever, or pull down, that would unlock it. And then they would get the next clue, but they didn't figure that out. Trevor and Chris had to ask for directions. Joey and Tim stuck on the puzzle. Trevor and Chris finally at the arena for the full bowl. Trevor and Chris got all three colored flags very quickly. So they were very quick on getting it done very quickly. Joey and Tim fiddling with the top of the hook of the puzzle, got nothing. They finally got it. Team number seven, Trevor and Chris. Team number eight, and eliminated from the Amazing Race, was Team Chomp. Joey and Tim were eliminated from the Amazing Race. And next week, this competition will get pretty fierce. They will be facing a double U-turn as well, and a return of an Amazing Race classic. So that will be an interesting episode. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys enjoyed this very extended episode of the So thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality TV. I almost forgot my own podcast name. After 95 episodes, I should know this podcast inside and out at this point. Like, just completely went blank. I'm thinking 100th episode right now in my head, and that's coming up very soon. Actually, I got a date for it. February the 22nd, I will be recording the actual 100th episode. Will be posted up on the 22nd as well. Hopefully gonna have some guests in the studio. Guests, I don't know. We'll find out. So hopefully I'll have a guest for the podcast, and we'll just chit chat, talk about the past 100 episodes, and what am I excited for in the future of the podcast and all that. That will be February 22nd. I may as well tell you guys publicly now that is when the 100th episode will be recorded, and we might just do it live on Periscope, possibly, not sure, but it is a special occasion. I think it's suitable that we can do it live for that special occasion. And also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only platforms, podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, and podchaser.com. And again, the podcast will be returning to crispyontheweb.com very soon. Hopefully by next Thursday, we'll have the site up and running. Until then, you can also follow me on social media, on Facebook, the Facebook group, Crispy on the Web. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at Crispy on the Web. Keep up with the interactions on Twitter as well, with hashtag Everything About Reality TV. I appreciate all the comments and support through Twitter as well. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of Everything About Reality TV. And I believe it is another double episode. So it's going to be another extended episode, I think. But stay tuned on Twitter and social media. I'll let you guys know as soon as I check it out after this podcast. Until then, I'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.